In just a few minutes, Donald Trump will be meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Mar-a-Lago to talk about the war and how they can end it. But Donald Trump does not know how to end the war. Donald Trump is being taken advantage of by Vladimir Putin on a day-by-day basis. We learned about an hour before the meeting was set to start that Donald Trump had called Vladimir Putin, had talked to Vladimir Putin prior to the meeting with Zelensky. Now, this is the second time that we know of that Donald Trump has preempted his Zelensky meeting by talking to Putin first, allowing Putin to poison the well. But what our dumbass president didn't seem to think was pertinent to bring up to Vladimir Putin is the fact that Russia has spent the past 48 hours and basically every single day since Christmas relentlessly striking Ukraine. Just drone attack after drone attack, after rockets, after missiles, just over and over, Russia has been bombing and striking Ukraine, taking their land, killing their civilians over and over. And Donald Trump is so effing weak that he allows Putin to call him and fillate him right before his Zelensky meeting. As Max points out, the last time Zelensky visited the United States, Putin scheduled a call with Trump the day before. It helped turn what Ukraine thought would be a triumphant summit into a disaster. And during the first one, Vladimir Putin was able to poison the well and tell Trump that he shouldn't do any weapons sharing. He should turn down all of Zelensky's ideas, and maybe they should even do a tunnel from Russia to Alaska or something. So that's what Donald Trump was stuck repeating during the meeting. He's always repeating whatever the last person told him, and in this case, it's no different. Right here on screen, you can see what the entrance to Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida looks like. They are moments away from meeting on these steps and then continuing their meeting inside. But Donald Trump decided to post, quote, "I just had a good and very productive telephone call with President Putin of Russia prior to my meeting at 1 p.m. today with President Zelensky of Ukraine. The meeting will take place in the main dining room of Mar-a-Lago. Press is invited. Thank you for your attention to this matter." So I will be covering this as it happens on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe so you are there when we are covering this meeting. But just to back up, Representative Don Bacon points out, in the meetings between President Trump and Zelensky today, we should have 100% clarity on the following. Putin started this war to satisfy his imperialistic ambitions. Putin bombs innocent civilians. Ukraine is a democracy, and Putin murders his rivals. Putin won't stop with Ukraine. Ukraine wants to be with the West and embrace free markets and rule of law. Representative Don Bacon, with at least one Republican representative, has the moral clarity that we need in this situation, because holy shit, Donald Trump has spent the past year saying that Ukraine started this war, saying that both sides are to blame. The idea that the president of the United States is repeating Russian talking points verbatim by saying that Ukraine started this war is beyond disgusting. But as Representative Don Bacon points out, it's very important that we have clarity today. Jay in Kyiv says, Trump wants to make money with Putin. This requires saving Putin. Until Europe can pay the Trump family what Putin is offering, American foreign policy is written in the Kremlin. Now, this relates to a video that I just made earlier today about how Donald Trump is strictly transactional and the most corrupt president in American history. But in this case, you see it playing out. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine released a message 24 hours ago, right ahead of his meeting with Trump. He said, Ukraine did not start this war. Russia started it. Ukraine supported President Trump's proposal for a ceasefire. Ukraine has agreed to many different compromises, and this is documented in our draft agreements in our 20-point plan. Ukraine is willing to do whatever it takes to stop this war. For us, priority number one, the only priority, is ending the war. For us, the priority is peace. We need to be strong at the negotiating table. To be strong, we need the support of the world, Europe and the United States. This includes air defenses, which are currently insufficient weaponry, which is currently insufficient in money. Thankfully, there is now a European decision, but frankly, there is a current shortage of funds, in particular for the production of weapons and, importantly, drones. In this war of Russia against Ukraine, we want peace, and Russia demonstrates a desire to continue the war. If the whole world, Europe and America, is on our side, together we will stop Putin, because together we all want the same thing, an end to the war. Peace. A normal peace. A sustainable peace. A peace for the whole world. The only way for the United States, Ukraine and Europe to achieve peace is to inflict maximum damage against Vladimir Putin, or at least threaten Vladimir Putin with maximum damage. We need to threaten him with sanctions. We need to threaten to send more weapons, and hell, send as many weapons as we can over to Ukraine. More weapons. We need to make sure Russia can't just take over all of Ukraine and that Ukraine is able to continue to fight back. The problem is, that is not what has happened thus far. Donald Trump has over and over bullied Zelensky into accepting really unfavorable deals, like the minerals deal that he yelled at Zelensky over, then Zelensky accepted it, and they got really nothing. Then a 30-day ceasefire that he yelled at Zelensky to accept, Zelensky accepted it. Guess who didn't accept the 30-day ceasefire? It was Vladimir Putin. Time and time and time again, we see Donald Trump place undue pressure on the Ukrainian side while allowing Vladimir Putin to get away with it. And it's because he sees business opportunities. Every single time Putin talks to Trump behind closed doors, just imagine Putin being like, but Don, think about all the beautiful buildings we can create together. We'll have a bunch of buildings, a bunch of business deals, your companies and our companies will then mingle together. It's really just oligarchical stuff. They're trying to turn each other. Russia's trying to turn the United States into as much of an oligarch as it is so that they can partner in a very, very corrupt way. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, drop a like, subscribe. If you made it this far, comment January 4th, because on January 4th, my Jubilee 1v20 debate comes out. I want everybody to be there. I want everybody to watch it on January 4th. It's Adam Mockler versus 20 Trump supporters. So put it on your calendar. I love you all. Peace out.